Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Thousands of people came together today in the Yemeni city of Sada for funerals for the dozens of people, mostly children, killed in that airstrike last week on a school bus taking kids on a summer field trip. The strike was carried out by the Sunni Muslim Saudi monarchy, which has been leading a coalition in Yemen, supported by the U.S., against the Iran-backed Shia Houthis. The Saudis said it was a legitimate military operation in retaliation for an earlier missile from the Houthis, who have launched missiles into Saudi Arabia. This is all part of an ongoing civil war that the UN says is the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Abby Maximum is president of Oxfam America. She's just back from a recent trip to Yemen. Abby, how would you describe what's going on there?
Well, Robin, what I saw, I was in Sana'a and north of Sana'a in Amran and Hamar. I was in an internally displaced persons camp in Hamar and met with families who had been displaced for more than 3 years, as well as some who had arrived as recently as 2 weeks prior because of risk of and fear of airstrikes and attacks in the southern port of Hodeidah. And I met with a woman named Fadila, who fled 2 weeks earlier, had spent the last of her life savings to bring her and her three kids and husband to this camp. And these are families who now have the hope of living on one meal a day, but without the fear of active airstrikes.
Well, what happens if the port of Al-Hodeidah, which is controlled by the Houthis, is attacked? Earlier this summer, the Saudi coalition did try to retake it. But how much aid, how dependent are people on that port?
Well, it is a port that is dependent on about 70% of the imports in the country. And so already, because of the ongoing war, it and some of the other ports have trickled to a standstill. And what I saw, the implications of that is incredible inflation, exorbitant prices that put basic food out of reach for most Yemenis. Prices of commodities, and they do reach markets. I was able to see supermarkets that are full of a diversity of goods that only a very limited number of people who have resources can purchase. But we know there's 8.4 million people on the brink of starvation already. That's the entire population of the state of Virginia. Certainly in the displaced persons camp, there were many cases. There were 30 cases of children and pregnant and lactating women who were suffering from acute malnutrition and on the verge of starvation. And it was very easy to see that this is a population countrywide that is really affected by potential famine conditions.
Well, in a 2017 cholera epidemic, which we remember the outbreak then, the largest and fastest outbreak of the disease ever on record. But, you know, the UN says that both sides, the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthis, have carried out actions that could be called war crimes, targeting hospitals, healthcare facilities. So how do you see this ever being resolved?
Well, when I was there, Robin, there was more hope and more activity and action. This was 2 weeks ago, around the UN Special Envoy's efforts to bring the parties to the negotiating and peace table. And in our view, in our experience, the military solution is doing protracted harm. There are losers and losers and losers, and civilians at scale are the ones that are trapped in the crosshairs. And this is something I saw and witnessed during my trip. I spoke with survivors of airstrikes, which are backed by the United States government.
Was this at a cement factory you visited?
The cement factory I visited was attacked by airstrikes and cluster bombs 2 years ago, and in a Houthi-controlled area. And for those who did not take a side, it really showed, and people spoke of this, we'll never forgive. Before, I wasn't on a side, and now I am.
People were radicalized by it.
The stories I heard and the efforts to show me what had happened really showed how divisive and toxic the continued violence is. And in the case of the U.S., the U.S. is in a position where it has huge influence to bring the parties to the table. Right now, though, the U.S. is being both an arms broker and, at times, a peace broker. And those two are in contradiction with each other.
Selling arms to Saudi Arabia? And
yes.
Then, yeah, backing up that coalition. But how are kids going on a summer field trip in all of this? I mean, terrible that this bus was attacked, but it reminds us, are there attempts at normalcy?
Certainly there are attempts at normalcy, both in displaced communities and host communities who are hosting displaced populations. I met with women involved in a livelihoods and income-generating project who want to resume normal practices. They want a better life for their children.
Abby Maxman, president of Oxfam America, just back from a trip to Yemen. Thanks so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Robin.